Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 25th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, the new AirPods Max 2 that we first talked about last week are now available for pre-order. Apple had originally promised deliveries would begin early next month, and it's tracking exactly with that, estimating the first shipments will arrive between April 1st and April 3rd. As we discussed, the announcement of AirPods Max 2 was a surprise. The new headphones look just like AirPods Max with USB-C, but the upgrade is that they use Apple's H2 audio chip. That's the same chip also used in AirPods Pro. This powers features like more effective active noise cancellation, better sound quality, adaptive audio mode for intelligently moving between transparency and noise cancellation, and live translation. Color options for AirPods Max 2 include Midnight, Starlight, Orange, Purple, and Blue. They cost the same $549, and they still don't feature a folding design or a proper carrying / charging case. You can order them today from Apple.com or from Apple partners like Amazon and Best Buy. The first orders arrive between April 1st and April 3rd. Next up today, Apple is planning to transition two of its products to OLED screens for the first time this year. Bloomberg had previously reported that OLED models of several new products were in the works, and now a new Digitimes report corroborates those upcoming transitions, focusing on two new products, the M6 MacBook Pro and a new version of the iPad Mini. The Digitimes report explains that Apple wants to reduce its reliance on Chinese suppliers due to tightening U.S. restrictions. Therefore, as part of this transition to OLED across more product lines, Apple plans to rely more on Korean suppliers than Chinese suppliers. In fact, for the M6 MacBook Pro and the new iPad Mini, Apple is expected to rely predominantly on OLED panels supplied by South Korea's Samsung Display and LG Display. The same will also be true for the OLED displays in the upcoming iPhone 18 lineup and the iPhone Fold. The OLED versions of the MacBook Pro and iPad Mini are both expected to ship this fall. As we've talked about before, this OLED MacBook Pro will also include a thinner design as well as touchscreen support for the first time. The OLED version of the iPad Mini, meanwhile, is expected to be largely the same as the current model, just with that upgraded display. One thing particularly unclear about the new iPad Mini is whether it will also support a 120Hz refresh rate. Currently, the iPad Mini is one of Apple's products still limited to 60Hz, but perhaps with the transition to OLED, Apple will also upgrade to ProMotion. Apple is expected to transition the MacBook Air to OLED sometime in late 2027 or early 2028, but on the immediate roadmap again is that M6 MacBook Pro and the new iPad Mini. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Spring is when a lot of us clean up our Macs. We delete old files, reorganize folders, but before you start deleting things, you should always ask yourself if you have a full backup. On a Mac, iCloud mostly syncs your files across devices, and Time Machine protects you locally with an external drive. Backblaze adds automatic offsite protection. You install it once and it runs in the background, backing up your Mac with version history and even support for connected external drives. So if you ever need to recover something you deleted or restore after a hardware failure, Backblaze lets you do it. Start your free trial today at backblaze.com/9to5Mac and use code 9to5daily for 20% off. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Speaking of the iPhone Fold, early folding phones were notorious for the internal display being vulnerable to damage. For example, Samsung was forced to cancel pre-orders of the first-generation Galaxy Fold because of this issue. A new supply chain report now suggests that Apple is adopting two further measures in order to protect the iPhone Fold display. We've talked before about how one of the reasons Apple is said to have waited so long to launch a folding iPhone was that it was unhappy with the very visible crease in the screen of other foldables on the market. Apple reportedly rejected multiple samples for the foldable display provided by its display partner Samsung before getting its own designers heavily involved to solve the problem. Apple engineers were also said to have worked closely with Samsung on the hinge mechanism itself in order to protect the screen from damage. Previous reports have also said Apple will use a new placement for buttons on the iPhone Fold to reduce the risk of damage to ribbon cables when folded, and to fit a much tougher built-in screen protector. This week's rumor says Apple's first foldable device will feature a self-healing glass, a seamless hinge design, a dual-layer ultra-thin glass, an ultra-flexible glass architecture that will position the display panel between two layers of glass rather than in direct contact with the hinge. Again, this will come with major benefit for durability, allowing you to fold and unfold the iPhone Fold without worrying about damaging the screen, and it means that crease down the middle between the two sides of the device won't be noticeable at all. Running out today, when Apple unveils iOS 27 at WWDC, it might also reveal the first ever dedicated app for Siri. Mark Gurman at Bloomberg has a new report that includes details about Apple's next attempt at embracing artificial intelligence. Gurman has previously reported on Apple's plans to upgrade Siri as part of iOS 27, and that includes treating it more like a dedicated AI chatbot. But what was unclear up until now was whether that would also include a dedicated chatbot app or ways to interact with Siri as a chatbot in apps throughout the iOS ecosystem. This week's report from Bloomberg explains that the most significant change to the interface for Siri in iOS 27 will be the ability to interact with it in a more conversational chat-like format, including both text and voice. Apple is testing a dedicated Siri app for the iPhone, iPad, and Mac that could launch later this year. The app's main interface will display prior conversations in either a list or a grid. Users can pin favorite chats, save older conversations, search across interactions, and start new chats via that interface. It's said to resemble a thread in Apple's Messages app with chat bubbles and a text entry field. There's also an option to switch between text and voice mode and to upload attachments like documents and photos for analysis. Apple will also refresh the interface for the broader Siri experience, including adding a new mini interface for the voice assistant in the dynamic island on your iPhone. The company is also testing a system-wide Ask Siri toggle that will appear in menus across built-in apps, allowing users to send selected content to the conversation. Again, as it stands right now, Apple is planning to ship these new features as part of iOS 27. But as we've seen before, Apple's AI struggles have led to delays and delays for multiple new features, so that release schedule very well might change. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.